From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians are saying the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. Foreign ministers from the group of seven nations concluded a meeting in Japan Monday, issuing a joint statement on the ongoing territorial disputes in the South China Sea. They called on all states to pursue a peaceful settlement of disputes, expressing opposition to what they called intimidating, coercive, or provocative unilateral actions. A Taliban suicide bomber on Monday struck a bus filled with army recruits in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the blast killed at least 12 people, wounded 38. The violence happened near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. A ceasefire in Yemen that took effect Monday is generally holding, despite what a United Nations spokesman calls pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks that are set for next week in Kuwait. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment for alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion and will now send its recommendation to the lower house. A two-thirds majority is needed there for a trial in the Senate. The lower house is expected to vote within a week. Political observers say the outcome is too close to call. This is VOA News.